Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. This is mind-blowing to me. How did I not know this? And it's a pivot of just gigantic proportions on just how bad you think our situation is. But it's clearly true. It's just also is the epitome of proof of just how bad this organization is. So the truth of the matter is that CIA officials get to keep their clearance. I don't know that all of them do. CIA agents, officials, after retirement. Think about that. You're, quote, civilian, and you get to keep your clearance. Quickly, in case you're wondering whether it's true, the easiest way to tell is a late January 2025 act where the Hunter Biden letter that said, oh, 50 current and former intelligence officials sign that the Hunter Biden laptop has all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. Said some more stuff than that, but it'll make you believe, okay, these people use their analytical skills and tools and former expertise to actually evaluate the damn thing. And it turns out to be a lie. It was because it's not just whether it has a hallmark. You're getting the implication of, well, surely they've done more than just high level superficial. Well, you know, they could do something like that. They could place a laptop. I mean, we're assuming you're using your available tools to really get a good idea of it. When 50 of you motherfuckers sign it. Well, some of those people were former intelligence officers. And in January 2025, Trump revoked their secret clearance. So there's your proof that it happens. And so I heard this from Candace Owens, who I don't really listen to anybody a lot. I just very, very much pick and choose a lot of times among my pet topics. And then just otherwise hear things, watch things on Telegram. They give me an idea of things to cover. And Candace Owens talked also about, like, I think as a congressman, I might have to find the audio just so you can listen, because the response is astounding just how the CIA officer protesteth too much. But basically, I think it was a congressman, but not 100% sure, said, well, and we know that why is it that you guys are allowed to use your clearance after you're retired? And the guy did everything but answer the specific question. I don't influence. It's not what we said. Do you? I don't work with the government too. Not what we said. You're a consultant, which we're going to get to. Are you using it? You know, and or he's saying that he was very, very outraged as a distraction, hoping that idiots are just about patriotism, didn't listen to the rest of the words. I think the congressman might have been Democratic. So, yes, proof. 100% proof. Now, let's talk about the implications. I think about this. I was in the military. I'm sure many, many, many of you were, too. But what's it about? I'd have a need to know that. I can't keep it, classified, and I don't have a need to know. Of course, I don't have clearance anymore after my end of active obligatory service, after my EAOS date. Of course, I don't have access anymore. That would be ridiculous. That would be scandalous. If you find any top secret information at my house, I'm done. I'm toast. Remember the old classified documents as part of the presidential stuff? You know, that's how supposedly serious it is. And the CIA, just as is their way to just be totally lawless, says, fuck it. Fuck ethics, fuck morals, and fuck the law. Okay, this is our brotherhood. This is our organized crime. This is a crime organization. And if we want to still have access to information so we can wield it for our own benefit and enrichment afterwards, we fucking will. We'll make our own damn rules. Go fuck yourself. And if I want to be a consultant and work off of it, I will. Because guess what? I've never been in the CIA. So I want to be a consultant, which I'm not real far from now. I mean, I have specialty knowledge, and I could apply specialty knowledge. I could say, I'm a consultant. And then somebody else could say, I'm a former CIA agent. And then either in the RFP, let's say it's a request for proposal, or, you know, behind closed doors, he goes, I don't know if you know this, but I have active clearance. I can go see things. So when I give you recommendations, it is often informed by current CIA active knowledge. Wouldn't that be helpful to you? And therefore enrichment. Therefore favoritism as far as consultancy, because you just are doing something that's not supposed to be allowed to do. If another consultant had that information, they'd be in prison. Isn't that amazing? Now, the other aspect is this, very quickly. What do we say about the CIA? The CIA went operational and it went rogue. It's a piece of fucking shit organization. JFK was right. If it's intelligence gathering, great. But everything else is just going to lead to more corruption. Lead to literal assassinations that are illegal, but we did them anyway, that are admitted. Literal coups. Well, there's a couple aspects of that. One is, because they're rogue, and to the extent they're on the books, they're like, fuck it, we shouldn't even be on books. After all, we're supposed to be doing secret operations. It should be illegal for them to be off books. That's what it should be, but it's not. Just like it's not illegal for them to have a classified clearance when they're not even in the agency anymore. But when they do go off books, it's so that they can make some money so that they have the slush fund, and or so they can deal with organizations that they can cooperate with that gives them that deniability because they didn't do it specifically. The contact was minimal. They use these other folks. You know, they created opposition groups, created resistance groups. Classic example, Cuban exiles, whoever, you know, whoever we might arm and fight. And then you find out later that we arm them. So the problem with that is we have the CIA activities. And then these other activities that are harder to track to even fucking know about because they're allowed to be off book. Which is crazy. How is that not illegal? But now what have I just told you about? CIA officials who are, quote, or retired, still have access to classified information. Is this not a potential third source of off-book activities? Loyalists within a country, exiles, those who you would arm. Corruption for things that are corrupt. Ding, ding. Sounded like the $10,000 pyramid for a second. So we have those entities that we can use as CIA, quote, off books, to drug run or, you know, to do things in country or the like. Well, now we've got another one. They've got the information. Why do we think any less than, you know, ambassadors at a... I'm sorry, they don't call them ambassadors. They call them State Department staff at a... what am I looking for? In another country where you have your own building. The United States, duh, you know, that thing. State Department officials are often CIA agents, right? And why would we think any less that retired CIA agents, at least some of them, are another source of off-book activity? It's just astounding to me how incredibly corrupt the CIA is, and how there's still yet more doors to open to understand even their basic level of corruption. Absolutely just flabbergasting. What's the word that some European... God-smacking. It's gold-smacking. It gold-smacked me. Listen, that's not making fun of accents. It's just being bad at accents and trying one, to be clear. So I forgive those of you. And of course, I do realize, even as a dumb American, hey, it's not that anything that sounds like me, it don't have no accent, but anything that don't sound like me has an accent. And I'm very eccentric individually. No, that's not what I mean. I mean to describe when someone is trying a dialect or way of speaking other than that which he knows. That would be attempting accents. That's what I mean by that. I know England's a motherland and I have a funny fucking accent. Not what I meant. I didn't mean to offend you guys. I would love to hear like some guy with a great accent in England likes my podcast. You know, there's something appealing. There's something appealing about his accent. I just can't place it. Where is his accent? I'd like to... Is that up Arkansas? Is that Oklahoma? Yeah, my accent roams around the world the more seconds I use it. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. That's my game show host accent. Thanks for listening to the Scales of Folks. If I wasn't in a good mood, that's the type of thing where I would actually restart the whole episode. But I'm in a good mood. It's Friday afternoon. Thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth, folks. Have a good day.